You're listening to 91.3 KXEI Tucson, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. This week, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Nicola Hartman, Chief Executive Officer of Sister Jose. What is your organization's mission?
We are dedicated to serving women and non-binary individuals who are experiencing homelessness.
How does Sister Jose work toward that mission?
We are a low-barrier shelter welcoming women and their pets to meeting them where they are. So that is, we welcome them at the door, we ask their name, and we ask them what they need that day. And that can be a shower, laundry, warm meal, clothing, a lot of the very basics. We try to welcome them with dignity, respect, and love. And then we see what we can do to help them. And that might be just the food and the shower that day. But as we get to know them, it might be more than that. So we house 42 women a night. We have 42 safe spaces to sleep. And then we see how we can help somebody move off the street. And sometimes that takes a long time to build the trust that they have of the people that are working at the center. And sometimes it's just that they need a break from the violence and the challenges of living on the street.
Please share highlights from one of your programs that help execute your mission.
We have quite a few programs that we offer to our guests, but our biggest one, I think, is probably our most basic. Its name changes, but it's a gateway to housing. It's that time to really make women feel safe and know that we respect them, we care about them. And through that process of them coming back to the center again and again, and maybe staying with us for a short while, understanding their challenges and helping them move forward, slowly we move them into housing. That might be helping them get documents, their birth certificate, a license, training to get a job. Sometimes, especially because we're seeing a lot of older women, first-time homeless, helping them get Social Security and other resources. So we are that connection. Anything we can do to keep somebody safe and move them forward. And I think the most special part about what we do is that welcoming, that love, that respect, and that we're the only center for women and their pets.
Can you share a bit more about what is upcoming for Sister Jose?
We are about to break ground on additional safe spaces for women to sleep. Currently, with 42 beds, we often have to turn women away because we don't have any more room. This first phase of the expansion will give us approximately 12 more safe spaces for women to sleep. And it's a phase one. We will then continue our fundraising and look to expand our dining area, spaces for women for wellness, and classroom spaces, and other services that we need. So we'll be working on this for quite a while.
I know that there are a lot of folks in Tucson who have a lot of concern for the unhoused women and non-binary folks that they see in their communities. What would you recommend to people who want to help more?
I definitely recommend people get involved in the community. Learn more about this issue. Speak to local politicians. Advocate for all the unhoused, especially women, are very vulnerable, and they often don't get the level of services that men do in our community. And then come and be a part of the solution. Volunteer. Obviously, financial contributions always help us serve more women. And, you know, in-kind donations.
How can people find out more about Sister Jose Women's Center?
Definitely visit our website, which is sisterjose.org. And come to the center. We invite people, men and women, to take tours and learn more. We thrive because of the volunteers that come to our center every day and help us provide services to this growing population of unhoused women.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Nicola, to speak more about Sister Jose Women's Center. This week, the nonprofit spotlight shines on Nicola Hartman, Chief Executive Officer of Sister Jose, support provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships. Learn more at cfsaz.org. Music by L1011.